What's up, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Tuesday, the 5th of May. I hope you've had a great Tuesday, the 5th of May, because we're towards the end of Tuesday, the 5th of May, because I'm running late. Don't worry, I'm not going to keep you too long, though, because... Well, I'm not going to keep me too long, because I've got nothing to tell you. There's not a lot in the news, to be honest, that I find interesting. I only pull shit out that I, at the very least, slightly find interesting. Not always. I have to fucking try and make it interesting, which is very, very, very rare, as some of you who have turned off will also agree. If you've not been here before, you have to come back to another one when it's better. But also, don't forget there's videos on YouTube. The videos, mini videos, but also there's a podcast, as you know, because you're listening on it. I was going to say, no wasps today, thank God. Waspgate from yesterday has not reoccurred. I've had to tidy up the room, though, because if you've not been here before, I had a wasp nest in my bedroom, in my clothes, yesterday. Fucking nightmare. I tell you what, I nearly screamed myself to death. But I managed to get them all out, but I've had to tidy up after myself, and I threw everything everywhere. I went, the fucking clothes were all over the place. Drawers were open, and all the stuff was chucked out, because the wasps were going in. I was trying to chase them, and they were, like, doing a... fucking Red Bull. You know the planes on Red Bull when they go in and out and upside down and round and about and through tunnels and all that kind of stuff. They were doing that shit on me. So I had to make sure that I got every last one of the fuckers out of there. But luckily, they haven't come back yet. I think I threw the shirt away that they'd made a nest in. So hopefully anything they might smell. What they leave behind that they get attracted to, but anyway, I cleared it out. Good job I fucking caught it when I did, otherwise I'd have all my funky going out, all my disco gear would be full of wasp balls, because they'd eaten a hole through my shirt anyway. But anyway, I've got nowhere to go anyway. Social distance disco at the moment, isn't it? So, not social distance, yeah, I'm home alone disco. Party for one. It's alright, it's a fucking great party. I tell you what, I can't think of anyone better to be at a party with than me. So I can fucking have a better time with myself than I do with a fucking lot of people, believe me. Anyway, what I'm going to say, social distancing is around for a year anyway, so I'm going to live to regret that statement, I tell you. Social distancing for a year at least before we get back to normal. And that means concert. We'll have to start line dancing, won't we? You see them line dancers when they're all like, they're pretty much social distancing. They're in a grid system, aren't they? And they're all just doing the cowboy hat on and all that kind of stuff. Cowboy boots, spurs. You have really long spurs on at the back and really long fucking, the Mexican, what they're called, pointy shoes on at the front. So they're really long ones. So that'll keep people away at the front and the spurs will keep them away at the back. Perfect. Whatever you do, don't wear links, because apparently that one attracts women to you like flies, and also like squirrels to shag in the links can, like I was talking about yesterday on the advert. I don't want any squirrels coming and shagging my leg and fucking chasing my nuts. So social distancing is going to be around. We're getting used to it now already anyway, ain't we? But in the shops and whatever else, but it's all right because people are fucking pain in the arse in the shops anyway, ain't they? Usually, the supermarkets are a much better place to be at the moment without everybody fucking getting in your way and pissing about and not watching where they're going. It's a pain in the arse. So yeah, the only pisser is like the other week when I was stuck at I had a basket and they made me stand in a fucking queue that was like right around the shop, and everybody had like trolleys full over the fucking brimming over the top trolleys, and made me queue in that one, you know. And this is like in fucking COVID-19 air Tesco's, you know, like fucking about 50 people all in the queue. It took me about an hour and a half to get through the queue. I only had a small basket. I think they got to sort that shit out. I've not been back since. I went to the smaller shops ever since that. And I've had a cough since as well, which I've already isolated for. I had a cough and a bit fucking groggy, so I don't know what it was yet, but I'm going to get to the bottom of it as soon as I get one of them antibody tests. I need to check because I'm being a bit blasé at the minute. I'm thinking I might have fucking been there, done it, but I probably haven't. So, and I've had to be at the post office today. I haven't been blasé, but I mean, fucking, you know, I've always been careful, but you can take your foot off. You might just fucking take it a little bit easy, won't you? Because you don't know. How can you tell? Unless somebody's fucking give you... My mate had it, and he's like... He had the ambulances around and everything, so I've not fucking been anywhere near that. So who knows? Because he was like 999. He said he couldn't breathe, passing out. And it was like... His brother as well passed out, off to the hospital. So fucking... They was in a right fucking terrible situation. So, you know. Who knows? It's because some people have had it mild, haven't they? Some have had it in all... There's all sort of stages. So don't let me scare you. I'm more fucking concerned about the wasp. I nearly died of fucking wasp stings yesterday. So a million ways to go. Everyone, there's loads of injuries. People getting injured fucking from going out clapping 999. Loads of 999 calls or accident emergency was filling up from people just going outside, clapping for the carers, tripping over, fucking... falling, I don't know what they were wearing when they were going out, flip-flops or something, hitting themselves over the head with fucking pots and pans, doing the fucking, you know, like monkeys, bash, bash, bash. Don't know how to use a pot and pan properly just to make a noise, and all of a sudden, that's fucking Nigel Farage, wasn't it? When he was trying to do it, he looked so awkward. He looked like he didn't have any fucking rhythm. I hate to see his record collection. It'd be a right pile of shit. Fucking the way he was banging that pan. It was like totally out of tune. Anyway. But yeah, people are injuring themselves just from that. So sooner or later there'll be a death from it. I hope not. I mean, but people die from, excuse me, million ways to go. Oh yeah, I'm going to eat my leftover foods tonight, so there's another way I might go, because it's been in there a while, but I thought, fuck, I've thrown it away, it's quite nice. It was nice when I cooked it. I forgot it was in there, so I'm going to give it a go later. I'll have to cook it on fucking blast anything out. Cook it first, then microwave it, then fucking flame thrower it, to make sure there's not a germ left, bacteria, mould. I think sometimes it's good to have a little bit anyway, because it builds up your immune system, innit? Some people who like totally clean, they're like the clean buds, the ones who like totally like, their house is spick and span. I mean, literally, like you can't even, you're scared to breathe in there because they'll tell you off. But yeah, those people, they've always got a cold, they're always ill, they're always like, don't touch, even in normal life. Before COVID, they would open the door with their elbows and all that. So I fucking hell. Or you'd have to open the car door for them and stuff. Who do they think they are? Royal? I think the royal family. Anyway, where are we going? Nightingale Hospital's closing down. Or it's been put on hold. Which is good, because it didn't even fucking do anything, did it? It only had about 20 people in there. About 50 people. So how many beds? It had about 4,000 beds in there. So they fucking built that. And good job, because if they didn't have it, obviously they'd be like stung for not having enough to cope. But the same, they should have just done it. They should have just had everything ready on the trucks, and every time they had a new patient, wheel out a bed, set up a new room, and do it that way. Instead, they built the whole thing, and it's not even been used, so it's been a waste of time, waste of money, another elephant, white elephants. But as I said, if you didn't have it. You fucking, you know, sod's law, isn't it? The opposite happens. It always happens to me, sod's law. I live by sod's law. What's the other one? Murphy's law? I forgot what that one is. But sod's law, fucking, that one's like, you do something and then 100% the opposite happens. But it wouldn't have gone that way if you didn't do it. Anyway, I've explained myself now. A family fled their home after finding, I feel it for these guys, deadly spiders in their bunch of bananas. What's it called? What spiders were they? Brazilian wandering spiders. Not them again. They're always in the bananas. Don't buy a fucking... I've just bought a bunch of bananas as well. But they said a sack. They saw 20 of them come out of an egg sack, a spider egg sack off the tomatoes and ran into the house. And now they've had to leave their house because you wouldn't want to be there, because them wandering spiders can kill you. And then the ones that they give you a hard on as well. If you, they bite you and give you a hard on and kill you, or one or the other. It's fucking risky business. Cause an erection lasting up to 4 hours. So imagine that, if you just got a 4 hour erection. You'd have to think back, did I have a banana today or what? Or am I just fucking on the ball? Am I just fucking, you know, feeling it in lockdown? Literally. Getting jiggy with myself out of nowhere. Just, I mean, you know, it depends on what you're watching on the TV, I suppose. But if you're just watching, like, Antiques Roadshow and you just got sitting there with a 4 hour fucking hard on, you want to go and check yourself out. Or call 999, another, you know, was it, call them and go through all the things today? Well, it'd be embarrassing ringing up about that, wouldn't it? Mike Tyson is going to shock to return to the ring. Speaking of hard things, Mike Tyson is going to be going to the back to the ring. He's been training. There's some pictures on YouTube, is it? Of him training, bashing the fuck out of somebody's mittens. You can see the guys wanting to shake his hands, going, oh, that killed. But he wants to go out and do some charity boxing matches to raise money for the homeless and drug addicts and the homeless. I'd like to see the fucking person who's going to go in that charity boxing match, because I don't think there's any way in the world that he would take it easy on you. He just likes to fuck it. He'll be reminiscing. He might do. He might start bashing around. I did a boxing match once with a friend's training, with a friend and he's fucking hard as nails. And I was only sparring, like, what's it called? Yeah, just spar fighting, you know what I mean? And I hit him too hard in the nose, and he fucking bashed me in the, so he went to town on me, you know. And he weren't even giving me his full lot, but he still fucking put me on my knees. I accidentally hit him too hard. He leant forward as I was, like, you know, I didn't mean to hit him that hard, but I shook him up a bit, so he fucking took me to town. So yeah, if you did that, if you, like, just sting him a little bit, he's just going to go, right, that's it, I can let loose on you now, because you're getting me, trying to be hard with me. So I'm going to be, no, I wouldn't want to go in the ring with Tyson. I tell you what, if it's for £1 million, I might do, but I'd have to run. I'd have to fucking, I'd be doing a marathon in there, in like 12 rounds. I'd do the marathon within 12 rounds. I could raise two, lots of money then. £1 million for the boxing match and £1 million for running a marathon in a square space whilst under severe threat. I don't think you'd even get that far, would you? He'd catch you eventually. And you need one. What's it called? Where's it going? Coronavirus has made 300,000 people have quit smoking because they think that, according to this, because they're saying that there's growing evidence that the habit makes you more vulnerable to it. Only the other day, they were saying that it makes, it was saying that you might be avoid symptoms if you're a smoker. So it's fucking doing the opposite of what they were telling the other day. So I hope you weren't reading the other paper and not listening to my podcast. If you're listening to this, it's all right, because I'm giving you the evidence or the opposite opinion. Because the other day it was saying that people who smoked are likely to avoid symptoms from COVID and they're going to be a bit safer. I was thinking of taking it up for a bit. I'll go back to my smoking. I used to like smoking. I'll have to smoke something, but at the same time, just staying in the house all day can make you smoke. I'll tell you what, if I was smoking, I'd be fucking getting through some packs, because smoking's for boredom, isn't it? And, like, you'd be fucking bored. You got to, like, smoke during, like, lockdown. That's one of the fucking, one of the things that's going to get you through it. Prison, that's another thing, smoking in prison. You'd have to smoke in prison. What else are you going to do? Rolling fags, that little fucking 10 seconds it takes to roll a fag. That's 10 seconds off your time, isn't it? You're just wishing the time away. I tell you what, there's a Brazilian jail I read about earlier on, and they were doing brilliant. It's a way of getting people to take time off their time to read a book. If you've read a book And he come back and he wrote a report about the book. And they thought the report was good. Or he wrote a detailed report about the book to show that you'd read it. They'd take 4 days off your sentence. So they're educating people by that. And also people are able to take, you know, use it as an incentive to take time off their sentence. That's fucking brilliant. And like, you know, why wouldn't you do it for starters? Because you're going to shorten your sentence. And then because the people have been educated, they're not likely to go back to crime because they're probably going to find a job and they've like got more about themselves. At the same time, you could be clever and just ordering the thinnest books that you could find. I'll tell you what, the perfect range of books for you, the Mr. Men range. Order Mr. Men, every single one of them. There's about 50. They're about 10 pages long. And that's it. And they're fucking so easy to read. And they're good. They're interesting. You won't get any much life skills out of it, apart from fucking being able to tickle people from a really long distance with Mr. Tickle. But there's like, you know, you got Mr. Tickle, Mr. Small, Mr. Bump, and how to be clumsy with Mr. Bump. I don't know what other ones, can't remember them all now, but Mr. Square, you could be that one. But you'll have your sentence down to fucking nothing in no time reading them. There you go. So yeah, always thinking. That's because I've read the Mr. Men books. I've got a bit of brains about me. Right, where are we going? We're running out of time, and I didn't think I had anything to talk about. There's always some shit to talk about, you know. A sweary parrot has escaped its home. Cheeky Charlie, who squawks the likes of "fuck you, you mug," and "do one your tit," has been missing for 10 days. I like his owner. His owner's trained him to say things like that. Two other people, "fuck you, you mug," and he's obviously a Cockney parrot. So if anybody sees or hears a Cockney parrot, and I'm not just talking Cockneys in general, you could call them Cockney parrots because they repeat themselves, going, "yeah, you fucking mag, yeah, you mag, you fucking mag, you fucking mag." I'm a Brummie, so come back at me. We get the piss taken out of us fucking left, right and centre for our accent, so you can fuck off, your mag, Cockneys. You can take it. And the Manx, they can... everybody's got their accent. The Manx, the Scousers, the Brummies and the Cockneys, they've all got like... and the Geordies. Anyway, as I was saying, so if he might fly off to fucking Geordie land. He might be off to Birmingham or whatever. So if you come down, you get some cockney parrot giving you grief, catch him because he's on the run. And... or he's escaped. Maybe he didn't like it where he was. I doubt it. He must have enjoyed it because he likes all the swear words. He also says, "I love you." So where's he gone? Anyway, I've lost my place. I'm trying to read it now, but anyway, forget it. Look out for him. A new homeowner drew. Anyway, it's going to be, if you see any parrot, it's bound to be it. There aren't many parrots about, is there? There's an emu knocking about, I said fucking yesterday, in the Cotswolds. He could have done a runner by now. The streets are empty overnight. He'd just be fucking probably off down to the seafront or something, you know, somewhere following the road, like doing the road runner down the motorway till he gets to Brighton or somewhere. Where was it going? I think that might have been my last one. Oh, this scientist told you Asian hornets. A guy got stung by the Asian hornets, and these are coming. They're in America at the moment, I think. And a guy said it was like having red hot thumbtacks being driven into my flesh. So he's like jazzing it up, I think. He's like having his moment there of like drama queen. But they said they're flying like flying matchboxes. That's how big they are. So if they come over and start flying into your house, I tell you what, it's a fucking dangerous world out there. If I had them in the bedroom. In Australia, I had a huntsman spider, and that huntsman spider, they're bigger than your hand. And I had one of them, and that was in my hat. I had a Paddy's Day hat. It was hanging up, and I went to put it on for a laugh. Well, I don't know what it was for, and it might have been Paddy's Day. It was a Guinness hat, you know, and a fucking big, massive huntsman spider come out of it. It nearly come onto my head. Oh, my God, I tell you what. That one, how I've survived that, You know, some people survive Vietnam, survive fucking tours of duty, survive, you know, world wars and that. I've survived a Paris. I should be given a Purple Heart for that, from surviving the shock of seeing that spider crawl out in front of my fucking face. Right, you can have Prince's guitar. Last one, then I'm going to finish on this one. Oh no, two more. Guitar from Prince. Prince's guitar. Say it that way around. Is going to be on sale for £200,000. If you got that kind of money and you fancy that, £200,000. I bought a fucking Gibson. Was it a Gibson? Not Gibson. Oh, what was it? Yeah, it was a Gibson. I bought a Gibson guitar. I thought it was fucking. I checked it out and everything out of market. Fucking, I think I paid £300 for it, and it was going to be worth about £800, £900. Anyway, it was a fucking fake. I got stung. So watch yourself. I got stung big time. There was a few telltale signs, but a guitar guy who knows all about them knows, and he told me that it was a fake. So unfortunately, I had to sell it again to another unsuspecting person for £300. I did what the guy did to me. He said, "Sorry, mate, I don't know anything about it. I'm just selling it on behalf of somebody else. But you know, it is what it is. It says Gibson on it, so whatever." So me being a fucking, that's why you gotta stick to what you know a lot of the time. But I checked it out on the phone and I thought that one looks exactly like that. So I paid £300. Got stung, but somebody else did it to me, luckily. So I washed my hands with it. Feel sorry for him, but he might have had a good. He might be on his wall or something as an ornament, so he wouldn't know whether it was or not. He wouldn't care whether it was or not. It's doing its job. So anyway, that's the luck of the draw, isn't it? Last one. Nicolas Cage is going to play Joe Exotic in what's it called? In a film, is it? Or TV? So, you know, it must be a film about Joe Exotic. I've never seen him. All I've seen is pictures of him. He just looks like fucking loads of people who live in East Sydney. The mullet fucking wearing motherfuckers. And they're over here as well now. Mullets are back in. And I like mullets. I think they're fucking... Anybody who's brave enough to wear a mullet deserves a fucking high five. But anyway, especially bleached blonde high mullets. But Nicolas Cage, you're going to play him. And I can't think of anyone better because he's quirky. He's done loads of shit films. But in quirky fucking... You know, oddball films is perfect. Like Wild at Heart, David Lynch. That film's fucking is brilliant in that. And also Wild, what's it called? Raising Arizona. Them two films with Nicolas Cage are fucking brilliant. And I could watch them again. In fact, I might even watch Raising Arizona this week just because I've said that. But I think he'll do good as that's when you cast him right. But some of the films he's been in, pile of shit. But his best is when he turned up to the social club in Somerset. That's his best role, when he turned up there. That must have just made everybody's day better than watching any of his films. Anyway, hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. I don't know who's going to play me in a film, but he can play me because I'm an oddball. You'd have to get in line because there's a lot of fucking shit actors who are going to fucking... be more fitting of the part before Nicolas Cage comes anywhere near it. It's going to be a very, very low budget. Anyway, I'll see you later on. See you tomorrow. Bye.